This year was made available the Ili Nishmas, Zev Burech ben Shmiel, and Feige Bas Amon Yeshaya. Tahay Nishmu Sam Tzrira B'Tzroir HaChaim.
Vov, Hamed Beis, 8 Shuris up from the bottom. Kimash Kapazim. Before we learn that HaVodek Tzorech Shevat, when he makes Blikas Chomes at night, before Pesach, he has to make also Beetle Chomes. And he will explain why, because he might find on Pesach something that's chometz and that was not automatically bottled. To choshev, not like crumbs. Something that's choshev, not automatically bottled. So it's eva. So therefore he has to be mevatel. In addition to being Vedic, has to be mevatel, because he might find something during Pesach. Why does he have to be mevatel? When he's making Vrikas Chomets, when he'll find it, let him make it bottle. Gemara says, that's good if he'll find it before the Issa of Chomets begins. If he'll find it in the morning, for instance, before Pesach. But the Dilma Meshkachas Leila Bosi, he might find it after that time it's already Osa. And after Chomets is Osa, the Lav Yoshuze Kaime, it's no longer in his jurisdiction to make it bottle. Although Motsim Avatli cannot make a bottle anymore. So again, when he's Bedik Chomets the night before Pesach, he has to be Mevatel. We're afraid he might find Chomets later, and it'll be over. So you want to ask, so if he finds it, then let him be Mevatel then. So you want to say, that's good if he'll find it Erev Pesach in the morning, he can still be Mevatel. But suppose he finds it Erev Pesach late, after the time of Easter already began, he can't be Mevatel. The Omar Abelozor, Shnei Dvorim, Einon Birshuse Shalotim. Two things are not in a man's jurisdiction. And still they are so Nakos of Kilo Birshuse, and the Torah made it as if it was in his jurisdiction. Elohim, Boro Birshuse Rabbi. The man digs a hole in the street. It's not his hole. It's not his Rishus. But the Torah makes him responsible as if it was his. Bechomes, Mishay Shoy Samala. Chomes, after the middle of the day, Erev Pesach, becomes already Oser. It's Oser Bahanoe. It's no longer his. And still the Torah says he's over for having Chomes. I explained that. It wasn't his Chomes. So his Chomes that's found in his house is not over. If somebody else's Chomes is in my house, I'm not over. Whether it's my Chomes, even though it's already after the sixth hour and it's also Bahanoe, so really it shouldn't be in my jurisdiction. So the Torah said it's mine and I'm Eva. So the Torah made it like mine in order that I should be Eva on it. Just like the Be'er B'Shus Rabim. Oh, that's not mine, the Torah made it as if it's mine, I should be responsible for it. Now, so since it's not his anymore, it's not his jurisdiction, it cannot be Mevatel. You can't be Mevatel Chomets after it becomes Osa Bahanoia too. It's no longer yours to be Mevatel. It's only yours to be Eva, but not yours to be Mevatel. That's why when he's Bedik Chomets at night before Pesach, he should be Mevatel, because if he'll find it later, and after the middle of the Erev of Pesach, it'll be too late to be Mevatel. Say that. So then what's the hurry to be Mevatel the night before Pesach? Nevatle be'arba or nevatle be'chomesh, let him make bittul chomesh, the fourth hour Erev Pesach or the fifth hour Erev Pesach. He cannot make it later because then it's osir b'hanoe, it's no longer in his reshus, in his jurisdiction to be nevatle. But let him make it Pesach morning. What's the hurry to make it? At Likas Chomesh night? We're talking about bittul. Let him make bittul chomesh Pesach morning. And for the Gemara, Kivim the Lav Zman Yisuru. It's not yet the time when it's Osir Bahanoe. For Lav Zman Yisuru, it's not the time when you're getting rid of the Chomets. Therefore, he has nothing to remind him to make Beetle. Dilma Pasha, he might neglect it, but Lo Mevatel, forget to make Beetle. Now, when he's Mevatel? At nighttime. Then is a time when this Mevaya is busy getting rid of the Chomets at night, collecting the Chomets. That's a good time to remind him to make betel hummus. But if you wait until the morning, there's nothing to remind you. There's no cut-off time. Because the cut-off time is when it's also b'hanoyah, on the beginning of the sixth hour. But before that, there's no cut-off time to remind him, so he might forget and wait until it's too late. That's the case in the batel b'sheis, that I make betel at the beginning of sixth hour. There is a good cut-off time. And for the Gemara, now the Gemara thought that he could still make betel beginning of the sixth hour because midaraisa, chomes, did not become actually us until the beginning of the seventh hour. The second half of the day, the first 6 hours belong to the first part of the day. So chomes is minatea, not osa, the first 6 hours. So let him be mevatel during the sixth hour. That's when chomes is about to become osa. So that's a good cut-off time just before it begins the seventh hour with the Isra D'Araisa. That'll make betel. That's something that'll remind him. And for the Gemara, no. Kiven di suri de rabbonin alevei. Since in the sixth hour, it's already awesome with rabbonin on the chomets. Ki di oraisi dami. It's already like it's awesome in our Torah. Velo bi oshu say kaim. It doesn't stand in the shoes anymore. Not in his jurisdiction anymore. Velo mozi mevat. It cannot be mevat. He's telling us this chiddush. That even though in the sixth hour, chomets is also behanoya. Only midrabanan, that also, however, makes it's not in his reshus anymore. Even though min haTorah, it's still muta b'hanoyah until the beginning of the seventh hour, but since Chachamim said during the sixth hour it's already also b'hanoyah, then it's taken out of his jurisdiction and he cannot be mevatel. Now he'll soon bring a proof that it's also b'hanoyah during the sixth hour, but that's what he's explaining. He cannot make betel in the sixth hour. So therefore, before the sixth hour is not yet the time when it's really Isra b'hanoyah min haTorah, only the Rabbona. And therefore, there's nothing to remind him before the sixth hour, during the fifth hour. Just before the sixth hour begins, he's not impressed enough, he should remind him, because it's only Isra b'hanoyah. When the sixth hour begins, it's too late already. But before the seventh hour, that's when chomes actually becomes osa midaraisa. It would be a good time to remind him, but it's too late to remind him because already it's osa midarabana during the sixth hour. And that's why we make betel chomes at night when he's getting rid of the chomes, beer chomes. That's the time to remind him. Say that. If you'll ask, won't he remind himself when he's burning the chomes? Answer is, many times he eats up all the chomets beforehand, there's nothing to burn. So there he won't be reminded to make betel. Right on. Now he wants to bring a proof that chomets the rabbonon is also behanoia. I might think only isha the raise is also behanoia. So he tells you, no, even isha the rabbon is also behanoia. Chomets. Isha Rabban is also Asa Banai. The Omar Rav Gidl Omar Rabbi Chiyah Bar Yosef Omar Rav HaMekadish. If he's Mekadish a Isha and he gives her chomets, the Shei Shois Mala, at the beginning of the sixth hour on, means even during the sixth hour, that's the hour before the middle of the day, Afilo Bechite Kodin Aisa, even wheat, the Kamas for couldn't understand that wheat is not so easy to become chomets. Still, if it is already fermented, it's a form of chomets. And Cheshen L'Kiddush, it's Isha D'Rabbana. Now some say of Shatis, Chita Kodenaise never become real chomets. So it's two D'Rabbanas. It is Man D'Rabbana and the Chomets D'Rabbana. Whatever it is, we see that chomes the rabbona is also osur b'hanoyah. For the sixth hour, all chomes the rabbona, it was mutar b'hanoyah, so he's giving her something that has value. Why isn't she mekudeshes? The answer is, he's giving her nothing at all, since it's osur b'hanoyah. Therefore, you see, chomer is osur b'hanoyah at that time. If it's osur b'hanoyah, it's not shalom, like he's not giving her anything, and therefore, it's not possible to make betel either at that time. After it becomes osur b'hanoyah, you mean to say it cannot be mevatel chomer? Well, time you learn the Baraisa. Oh, yeah, Yeshua, the Beis HaMidosh. He was sitting Erev Pesach, the Beis HaMidosh. The news goes, Yesh Chomets, Beis HaMidosh. And he reminded himself, he has Chomets at home. And he can't go back to destroy it. Mevatler believer. He came Mevatler in his heart. Echad Shabbos, Echad Yontif. So you see, he cannot destroy it because there's Shabbos and Yontif. So he came Mevatler, and that's enough. It's sufficiently mevatel. Now, what is this talking about? Bishlam, this is right. Shabbos, you can say, Mishkachas, you can find a case where it's not also b'hanoyah yet. Kigon, Shechal, Al-Bosol, is b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach wasn't a Shabbos. So therefore, it's Erev Pesach in the morning, before it became also b'hanoyah. So therefore, he's mevatel, believe it. He can't go home and burn it because it's Shabbos. So he's mevatel believer. Ela Yom Tev. What Yom Tev can there be when there's Chomets? Can be Shavuos. Only Yom Tev when there's Chomets is Pesach. So it means Pesach already commenced. Bosa Yisur is after the time of Yisur already. And still we see it can mevatel the Chomets. So he's sitting Yom Tev in Beis HaMikdash. And he reminded himself, he left over some chametz in his house. So he came in, mevatel chametz, where he is. So we see that even on Yontif, although the Yisur chametz is already surely midaraisa, still he came in, mevatel chametz. So what are you telling me when chametz becomes osur b'hanoyah, you cannot be mevatel? Say that inside. So now he answers, there is a possibility of making betel chametz on Pesach itself. If it's actual chometz, you cannot. Because it's not Bereshus, it's also b'hanoyah. But you can be mevatel something just before it turns chometz. That's possible. And here's a case where he has some dough at home that's about to become chometz. That's what he means. Inside, Omer Abachabah Yankel Hoche here, the Talmud Yeshuf Nerabah Yaskinen is sitting in front of his Rebbe. And he cannot go home. Then he reminded himself, Sheyesh Isa Migulgelis, he has dough that's already kneaded, Besoch Beso, or Mishyoh is afraid, Shemo Tachmitz. Now, if he was able to go home, he'd bake it right away as Yontif. He'd bake it, and therefore, it wouldn't become Chometz. But he can't go because his Rebbe is saying Yeshia, so therefore, he's Mevatel now, all that's Yontif. Became mevatel because it's not yet chometz. Kodim mikin hereya or mevatele can make it bottle mikamed tachmis before it becomes chometz. So now we have a case where you can make bittel chometz on Pesach if you're mevatel before it becomes chometz. First, say that. They can now make a proof also. The Koni will learn that this pshat is right. Hayayeshu beis hamidrash. Means, had he been home, he could have done something about it. Now, if he's talking about real chometz, what can he do about it? He couldn't do anything on Yontif. You can't go home and burn the chometz. So you must say, had it not been that he's sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, he would have gone home and he would have baked it. And therefore, it would never become chometz. So you see, he's talking about a dough that's on the verge of becoming chometz. Shema Amino. Again, there are two cases here. Shabbos means not Shabbos when there's already Yontif. Shabbos, Erev Pesach. So there's plenty of time to be mevatel chometz because it's not yet osur b'hanoyah, Shabbos morning. But Yontif means already Pesach. So you can't say he has chometz in his house and he's mevatel it. No, he can't be mevatel chometz on Yontif, it's already the osur b'hanoyah. So Yamal says, talking about dough that's about to become chametz. And he brings a proof. But it says, Yeshua Besamela, so he has no choice. Had he been home, he had an alternative. He could have baked it. Doesn't have to be mevatel, he bakes it. Wouldn't become chametz. So we see he's talking about dough. That's why, as I say, Besamela, that's why it should be mevatel. Had he been home, he wouldn't be mevatel, he'd bake it, say that. The Maisa, in practice, we are neg to be mevatel again in the morning. Because it could be left over some chametz that it didn't eat up, and therefore we're mevatel just to play safe. In the Gemara, Omar Rabbe bar Rav Huna Omar Rav. Now the following Maima is at first not understandable. Ha'pas she'ipsha, bread. They became moldy. We see that as old bread. Now we don't know whether it's bread. It could be it's not bread, it could be it's matzah, but it's moldy. Kiven she'rav so matzah, when there's more matzah, right now we don't understand this Maima at all. We'll just translate it. When you find pas that's moldy, in those days when they baked matzah and they baked bread, you couldn't recognize the difference. But the bread was also thin sheets, and matzah wasn't as thin as our matzahs were. So if you find a pita kind of bread that's moldy or old, so kiven shalob, so matzah, when there's more matzah there, mutaras, it's mutar. But the more matzah is mutar. Now, flag the Gemara, heichi, tell me, what's the case? Ilei mashur, I say, the yoda by the chametz, that he knew that this piece of moldy material is chametz, ki rov sa matzah mahavi, if there's more matzah there, what does it help? It could be a mountain of matzah. If you recognize in that mountain a piece of chametz, you have to take it out. You can't say the chametz is mutar. That piece of moldy stuff, we don't know if it's chametz or matzah. So you say, because the majority in that box is matzah, so though most likely this pass also that's old and moldy, most likely it's also matzah. If that's the case, my ear, what force is you to say, kirov some matzah, just because there's more matzah in that box. So therefore, that proves that this pashiyipsh is also matzah. Afilu ki lo yovso matzah nami. Even if you didn't have more matzah in that box, if you only found that pas alone, there's no matzah at all in the box, still we should say it's matzah, not chometz, because nasal boser baser. Let's go after the thing that's last. It means this: when they are using a box, so on Pesach they take out the chometz and put in matzah. You always clean out, when you're eating, you clean out the previous day's food, and you put in new food. All year round, the same process. So therefore, why don't you go after what's now? Now is Pesach. So why should you say that the past that you found there is chometz, if it's Pesach now, and people eat matzah, probably it's also matzah. Why do you have to go after only if there's a lot of matzah in that box with that past? To prove that that pas is also matzah, even though there's nothing in the box except the pas alone, the pas ipsha. Let's go after what's the last thing that people use. The last thing that people are using now is matzah, so most likely that's matzah. First, say it aside. The Gemara had asked, why they have to have a lot of matzah in that box, which would prove that this pas ipsha is also matzah, even without that, even the box is empty. Only the Pasha Ipsha there alone. We also know that it's matzah, because we have to follow what's the last thing people are using now. And matzah is the only thing people use now. Chometz is already something of the past. During Pesach, chometz is something of the past. People are using only matzah, so we have to go according to what's most plausible, that this is also matzah. How do I know you say such a svara? Milot not didn't be learned. Moi shenim money that's found in Yerushalayim, lifnei sechri behem, in front of merchants who sell behemoths. Lo oilom mais, it's always mais hasheni money, because people come to Yerushalayim with their mais hasheni money, and they buy behemoths, either to eat or as a comb. So therefore, any money that you find was dropped by the customers who were standing in front of the booths where the Circa Behemoth was selling behemoths. So most likely it's Mazar Shenim, because people don't take their own ordinary money to spend in Yerushalayim to buy behemoths. They have to get rid of the Mazar Shenim money somehow, so they bring only Mazar Shenim money when they come up three times a year to Yontif, and therefore that money is just found in those places where people are selling behemoths. It's all Mazar Shenim money found on the ground. It's dropped by the buyers. Behara buyers, money is found on that mountain of that Beis HaMikdash itself is chulin. I'll explain that. Because most of the money that's found in Yerushalayim all year around is chulin money. Because the Sholish HaGolim only a small part of the year. But all year round people in Yerushalayim are carrying around money and they have money in their pockets. So on the Har HaBayis, if you find money dropped, it's chulin money. You go after the majority. Now, I have to understand why you say that, because the Har HaBayis, they didn't sweep out. Har HaBayis was exposed to the winds, it's a mountain, and therefore it was always swept clean by the winds. They didn't sweep it every day. So money that's dropped there during the year remained there. And therefore we go after the roiv of the money that's dropped during the entire year, it's chulin. But Yerushalayim, money found in the streets of Yerushalayim, it depends. B'sha'a sarega, you find it, Chol HaMoed and Yomim Tevim, it's Ma'aser Behemah money. And then people come up to Yerushalayim with their Ma'aser Behemah money. And most of the money of Yerushalayim on Yom Tev is Ma'aser Behemah money. So Ma'aser Sheni money. Ma'aser Sheni money. So since it's Ma'aser Sheni money, you have to use it as Ma'aser Sheni, not as Cholim. B'sha'a Ma'aser Sheni, money found in Yerushalayim, and the other time in the year, it's Cholim. Because in Yerushalayim, they sweep out the streets constantly, every day. And had there been any money of Ma'aser Sheni that remained after Yontif, it was swept up and discovered by the street sweepers. So every day they sweep the streets, and after Yontif, when they swept the streets, had there been any Ma'aser Sheni left on the street, they would have picked it up. And therefore the money that's found there, we say, is the last money that people use. And the last money after Yontif was chulin money. First say this piece. The Omar Rav Shemaya Baal Zeir, my timer. What's the reason that money found in the streets of Yerushalayim is cholin? Why aren't we afraid it's Ma'aser Sheni money from Yontif? Hoyel, because the Shuke Yerushalayim Asuyin Liskabir Hoyel. The streets of Yerushalayim is a practice to sweep them out every day. So therefore, any money that was there previously was picked up, and the money you find now is the last money that's being used. And after Yontif, the last money being used is chulin money. Alma we see, Amrina we say, Kamoy, Kamoy, Ozli, the previous money went away, is gone, is picked up, means the Ma'aser Sheni money, Vihani, and the money that's found now, Achrina, is different money, is chulin money. Although it could be, during Yontif, the streets probably had a lot of Ma'aser Sheni money dropped there, but still, since after they sweep out every day, that money is gone. So now new money has been dropped on the streets, so we attribute it to the latest time. The latest time is chulin. All year round is chulin. Okay, now here also, when people take food out of the box where they keep their food, every day they take out the food and eat it. So we say, let's say, name it, say, kame, kame, also. The first, the old chametz dikim bread was taken out and eaten up previously. And ho'ina, v'ha'idu'ina, and this bread that's found on the side, v'ha'idu'ina, and this is found out, it belongs to now. Now means it's matzah. So why do you have a proof from the fact there's a lot of matzah there? To prove that that one piece that's in doubt is also matzah, the parshipsh is matzah. If we found only that piece alone in the box, we should say it's matzah, because probably all the food of chametz that had been there was eaten up before Pesach, and on Pesach they're putting in matzah. Therefore, every day they destroy or they consume the previous food and put in new food. Therefore, you have to say it belongs to now. Now it's Pesach. So what do you have a proof from a lot of matzah in the box to show that that parshipsh is also matzah, even though the box is empty and only this parshipsh alone is there? We should understand that's the last thing that is being used. The last thing that is being used is matzah. Say that. So the question is, why do you have to have so much matzah to show that that pash yibshe is also matzah? Even the pash yibshe is there alone, the fact that it's there now during Pesach proves that it's matzah. And 20 months. The first one I try is tell us. Very well say a better tell us. Shainach is different here. The pushim rechiyach halavai, its moldiness demonstrates that it's there a long time already. Had it not been moldy, you're right. We say it's from now. It's not, since it's moldy, there's a good reason to think that it was from before. A long time here already. And that's why it's not enough to go basar basar. If it's molding, it shows you there a long time. What does it help if there's more matzah in that box? That doesn't prove anything. If this piece has some signs on it that's been there a long time, so we have to be afraid of it from before Pesach. The fact there's matzah also there, that doesn't mean anything. The fact that this piece has a sign that is old, that's enough to make a suspicion. Maybe it's chametz. Say that. Lo tema. Don't say that. Sherov so matzah. Now he's changing the pshat. Don't say because there's more matzah. There's so much matzah there. That proves that this pas shibshe is also matzah. No. Ema says follows. Sherabu yemei matzah. If there are many days of matzah, I mean it's near the end of Pesach, there had been many days of matzah. So we say that explains why this pas could be moldy. Because it could have been matzah, only it's lying there so long, lying there, let's say, 6 days already of Pesach, therefore it's possible it came moldy in 6 days. So pas she ipsha, not because there's any matzah in the box, to prove that this is also matzah. There's no matzah in the box at all. But since many days of matzah passed by already, so therefore that explains why this pas, although it could be matzah, it could also be ipsha. And actually, it's because we go basar basar. We still follow the principle to go basar basar. Only question is, how can you go basar basar if the pas has a sign that it's old? Maybe it was from before Pesach? No, it was long enough on Pesach to become old. So pshita is certain. It is superfluous to tell us that. If they are lying there 6 days, and today is the 7th day of Pesach, so why should we suspect that it's chametz? In 6 days, it's time enough for matzah to become moldy, and if you go basar basar, it's surely a matzah. And for imor lo tzricha, it's a case of pushim uber, where it's excessively moldy, excessively old. So now, you might say, keeping the pushim uber, since it's excessively old, Egal Yemils, the thing is now revealed. The Vadi Chametz Malim is surely real Chametz. Malim is real. It's so old, it's surely from before Pesach? You say no. Kamash Balon, Kivan Sherabu Yemei Matzah. Many days of Matzah passed on over it. We say as follows. I'm going to say, Kol Yom Ovayim, every day, they left this piece of Matzah lying there, and every day, Naham Echmime, new bread, means new Matzah. Offer they bake the shodder they throw on top of it. When you throw new hot matzahs on top of an old matzah, it hastens the moldening process of that old matzah. The upshot phase, that's why it became so excessively moldy. So again, if you find a piece of moldy material in the box and you don't know what it is, so you go basar basar. Say, most likely it's matzah like now. And the fact that it's excessively moldy, so we say no, because every day since you bake new hot matzah and throw it in on top of that, that hastened it and became moldy faster. But actually, it's only a matzah because you'll boss a matzah. Say that's where we're stopping.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.